morning, it's Jim.
Hey, Jim, it's Amy.
Hey.
How are you?
Pretty good. Did you get my message?
I did get your message. Yeah. So did I wanted to just double check. So did they walk you through adding us on as managers for that?
No, and the gal that I talked to this morning at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
See, I tried to explain that to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't go that direction.
I'm so sorry.
I was told that I was supposed to go in to the AdIQ, and then I was supposed to, you know, managers from Splash were supposed to be able to. And she took me down a different rabbit hole.
Oh man. I apologize.
I'm sorry?
James? Hello, James? 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 I'm still here.
Hello?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I lost you for a minute. I'm going to pull over because I'm driving right now.
Yeah, okay.
It's real spotty right here.
Okay,
so
okay, cool. For just a second. I'm looking here. I don't know why she didn't just go ahead and do what I had explained to you. I do apologize for that. Since you have ownership of that, now and everything is complete, you can definitely cancel them. I just didn't want for you to cancel them and them still to be the only people that have access or ownership over it because they won't turn it over. You know what I mean?
Right. I lost a couple words what you just said. Could you repeat that?
Yes, absolutely. So what I said was that I wanted to make sure that you had ownership of your Google Business profile before you canceled them, because once you cancel them, it's real hard trying to get the ownership back from them.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
that was the only reason.
If they gave you the ownership, cancel them outright, absolutely.
Well, they said that I was already, they didn't give it to me. They said I was already the owner. The team at AdIQ said that I was the owner. But is there any way to go in and verify that before I cancel? I have, their next payment's due to come out on the 5th, so I've got a little bit of time, you know.
Right. Okay. So, let me go ahead and I'm going to get with Shalette and I'm going to make sure that she's the one that can call you and walk you through to make sure that you do have that access. Again, I'm super sorry for the confusion. I apologize for that.
Okay. Now I'm working in an area that I don't have phone reception right now.
Uh-huh.
So, and I need to, I'm just wondering, can we set that up later tomorrow?
Yeah, do you want me to do for like 7:30 or 8 tomorrow?
I'm looking like 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening tomorrow.
Okay, well we're on the same time zone, so I can ask them if they can set for 4 p.m., but we're out of here. We're out of here at 4, so I can have them make you like the last call of the day, or we could set it up for Friday.
Okay. What's the earliest you could get on in the morning?
Tomorrow is Friday. I apologize. 7 a.m.
She can get on at 7. Yeah, I've got to start my job tomorrow at 7 because
Okay.
Because of the weather out here, I've got to get done before a certain time because of the paint drying and stuff.
So right.
Gets too hot. So, and it's supposed to get like 96 here tomorrow, I guess it is.
Mm-hmm.
So can we just go ahead, tentatively set it up for 4 o'clock tomorrow?
Yes, I will definitely set that with her. Absolutely.
Okay, that'd be perfect.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.